بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت. متفق عليه. We have started the chapter on with regard to the tongue, the control of the tongue, that we should only speak what is beneficial and only speak when it is necessary and beneficial. Otherwise, the basic thing for a person is to keep quiet. When it is necessary, when it is beneficial, he should speak. With regard to that, various ayat of the Quran Sharif also we have read and translated. Further, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever believes in Allah in the day of Qiyamah, that is a person who has got iman in him, فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا, then whenever he speaks, it should be beneficial speech. Otherwise, أَوْلِيَ سْمُتْ, otherwise he should keep quiet. So the basic thing for a person is to keep quiet. Only when there is beneficial, necessary talk, then he should speak. وَهَذَا سَرِيحًا أَنَّهُ يَنْبَغِي أَلَّا يَتَكَلَّمْ. And this is, hadith is very clear that a person should not speak illa idha kana al-kalam khayran, and when, only when, however, there is good talk, like a person is advising somebody, making bayan, etc., or any other good talk, or when it is necessary, even dunya's matters, what are necessary to talk about, that a person should speak. وَهُوَ الَّذِي زَهَرَتْ مَسْلَحَتُهُ, and that good talk is that in which a person is quite sure that there is goodness in that talk, that it won't cause some fitna, it isn't lies, it isn't backbiting, it isn't slandering, it isn't belittling somebody, it isn't mocking. وَمَتَى شَكَّ فِي زُهُورِ الْمَسْلِحَةِ فَلَا يَتَكَلَّمْ, and if he has any doubt that there would be any goodness in it, and there is no necessity for him to talk also, then a person must not speak. He must rather keep quiet. That person, as we read over and over, that person is in great safety who does not talk and only speaks when it is necessary. وعن أبي موسى رضي الله عنه قال قلت يا رسول الله أي المسلم أفضل. Hazrat Abu Musa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, I asked Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the best Muslim? قال, من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده. متفقن عليه. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that Muslim, that from whose hands and whose tongue other Muslims are safe. That is, he does not cause any harm, any injury, any inconvenience to any Muslim, neither by his tongue nor by his hand. Yeah, in this hadith we also see that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say that Muslim is the best who makes the most tahajjud namaz, who makes the most ibadat, etc. But that is the best Muslim who does not inconvenience anyone, who does not cause any hurt or harm to any person, and neither by his tongue, that is the first thing referred to. So by your tongue, don't hurt anybody. And we should consider that many times the person who is the closest to us, our wives, and the wife, the husband, we cause them lot of hurt with our tongue. What we blurt out, what we speak, and we cause a lot of hurt. Even to our other close family members. So the people who are close, al-aqrab fal-aqrab, they are the ones that we must guard ourselves more. And then with the people that we have more contact with. And therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-muslimun. That is, a Muslim has more contact with a Muslim. But further on, even if he has contact with non-Muslims, don't cause them also inconvenience. So much so that don't cause any animal, even the environment, the water, the air, don't cause pollution. Don't cause any inconvenience, any harm to anyone or to anything. And that is the best Muslim, who does not cause any inconvenience to anyone, neither by his tongue nor by his hand. وعن سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم Hazrat Sahal ibn Sa'ad radiyallahu anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, May yadman li ma bayna lahyayhi wa ma bayna rijlayhi adman lahul jannah. That person who gives me a guarantee of that which is between his jaws and that which is between his legs, I give him guarantee of jannat. Yeah, in the previous hadith, we were taught to look after our tongue and our hands. Yeah, we are taught to look after our tongue and our private parts. The thing between the jaws is the tongue. That a person who has control over his tongue, who doesn't backbite, doesn't accuse, doesn't lie, doesn't belittle, doesn't mock, etc. And a person who looks after his private part, doesn't use it in any haram or in any way, in whether fornication or whether adultery or whether masturbation or in anything, he doesn't use his private part in the wrong way. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam guarantees that person Jannah. Yeah, also we see that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't guarantee Jannah on lot of ibadat, lot of namaz, tilawat, zikr, etc. But a person that he does not cause any harm to anyone, neither by his tongue nor by his private part, he doesn't do anything wrong, that person Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam guarantees Jannah for such a person. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أنه سمع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, I heard Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, إِنَّ الْعَبْدْ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ مَا يَتَبَيَّنُ فِيهَا يَزَالُ بِهَا إِلَى النَّارِ أَبْعَدَ مِمَّا بَيْنَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. That a person speaks with some word, مَا يَتَبَيَّنَ فِيهَا, and he does not consider whether there is goodness in that words what he speaks or whether there isn't any goodness. He just speaks, like many people got a habit of just speaking all the time. Fortunate is that person who keeps quiet and only speaks when necessary. MashaAllah, there are many people like that also. But other people all the time just have to blabber all the time. And they don't consider whether there is any goodness or not in it. So a person who speaks such a word, مَا يَتَبَيَّنُ فِيهَا يَزِلُّ بِهَا إِلَى النَّارِ, he keeps falling into the pits of Jahannam. أَبْعَدَ مِمَّا بَيْنَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ, more further than the distance between the east and the west. In other words, what a great distance between the east and the west of the world. That distance he keeps on falling in the fire of Jahannam because he did not consider whether what I'm speaking, there is goodness in it or not. And normally we are so accustomed to just speak all the time that we don't even think what we whether we should speak, what we should speak, when we should say something. But if a person goes until little bit training, spiritual training, what is called islah, very easily he comes to the position that whenever he will speak, he will first think, must I speak or not? What must I say? How must I say it? Must I say it now or later? Must I say it or must I get somebody else to say it? All these things will come under control. And a person whose tongue is under control is saved from so many calamities and musibats. The tongue is a great amanat of Allah Ta'ala. It is to be used, not to be abused. But we just use our tongue anyway. And this is also a great part of our deen. Not only the rozas we kept in Ramzan, and in fact in Ramzan we should have kept roza of the tongue also. That we don't just speak anything. A person who did that and got his tongue under control, that person has acquired a great fortune. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.